Hello, this is Les Cowie, and thank you for joining me for another podcast session related to the book New Job, Fast Start, 7 Steps to Be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly. In the previous two sessions, we examined the analysis of territory for the job as step one, and step two was charting the actual sequence of flow in the job. In this session, I'd like to talk to you about frequencies in the job, because we recommend that your third step should be to analyze the frequency of tasks in the job. Every job has processes and tasks that occur with different frequencies. Some tasks must be performed more often than others. Now, we believe that this is probably the most important job perspective to understand in your new job. Once you understand which tasks must be performed often and which tasks occur less frequently, you will know the relative importance of the elements in your new job. An economist and statistician, an Italian named Vilfredo Pareto, is famous for his 20-80 principle. Now, Vilfredo lived in Italy around 1848 through 1923. He was actually an Italian engineer who became a sociologist, economist, political scientist, and then a philosopher. He made several important contributions to economics, particularly in the study of income distribution and in the analysis of individuals' choices. He introduced the concept of Pareto efficiency, and he helped develop the field of microeconomics. He was also the first to discover that income follows a Pareto distribution. Now, what is that distribution? Well, Pareto discovered that 80% of the income is in the hands of 20% of the people. And for the 80% of people, they may have 20% or less of the income. And I think you would agree that pattern still exists today. We've applied that to a job, and we've found that based on Pareto's principle, 20% of all the tasks in a job will be performed about 80% of the time. So it follows that if you perfect your skills first in those 20% tasks, you'll quickly achieve high productivity and best quality results in your new job 80% of the time. Now, it also follows that 20% of the possible faults that may occur in a job typically will occur about 80% of the time. If you learn what these are early in the new job, you'll be able to anticipate them and avoid problems through quick recognition of symptoms of developing faults. We really believe that the Pareto 20-80 principle is true in the study of faults on the job. It's important for you to be proactive and to ask people who know the job about the typical fault conditions that may occur. When you schedule time to talk to people with experience in your new job and anyone responsible for oversight and quality control for the job, you'll find that you can compile a list of job faults. You can then rank the faults by classifying each of them as either an A, high frequency fault, B, a medium frequency fault, or C, a low-frequency fault. And this is called the ABC analysis. Know that things will go wrong in your job. If you equip yourself to recognize the symptoms of the 20% of faults that happen 80% of the time, and you do that early in starting your new job, you'll be on top of that job out of the starting blocks. Hopefully, you can find someone who can explain the critical low-frequency faults that occur as well. You need to know how to apply fast corrective action. With the help of an experienced colleague who can simulate or recreate such a low-frequency fault, you can learn how to react to it as well. However, you'll need to experience enough of those low-frequency faults before you have the experience to apply the correct response yourself. Of course, I'll go into this in more detail in my book, specifically providing a worksheet where you can capture and list faults as your mentors pass them on to you, rank them in the ABC analysis, and then identify that 20% that occurs 80% of the time. On the back of the worksheet, I provide the typical questions to ask that will get you the information you need. So, thank you for joining me in the short session, and head over to lescowie.com again for other free information available there. And by the way, please tell your friends or business associates about this approach. 7 steps to be seen mastering your new job quickly.